piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And
we're the food guys.
All this time we've been doing this show, why is it we never did anything on the lordly avocado?
I don't know. It's time that we did.
Yes.
They've become really very popular. I know that there were a lot of people who would eat avocados sparingly because it's a quote-unquote high-fat food. Of course, you know, the fad was when you're eating low-fat, you can't afford to eat too much high-fat stuff. Except there are healthy high-fat foods, and avocado is definitely one of them. It's high in monounsaturated fat, which is also true of olive oil, easily burned for energy, and it's also low in fructose, which is very helpful.
I'll say.
Dorothy and I actually will probably have an avocado a day. We'll share an avocado a day. That would be at night with dinner. We'll dice up an avocado and add it to a regular salad. Or sometimes we'll do it at lunchtime. And then there are other times when we'll have more than one where I'll mash up a couple of them to make a guacamole. Sometimes I will just mash up an avocado and use it as a spread to spread it on bread and put a couple of slices of cheese or ham between it and then make a sandwich out of it. So it's like a medium to bind the ingredients together in a sandwich. It's quite delicious that way. There's something about avocados that we need to keep in mind, and that is that they are picked pretty much not ripe.
That's right.
They're hard as rocks and totally inedible at that point.
Yeah.
Now, what's key is that you do not refrigerate them right after picking because they will not ripen properly.
No.
They need to ripen first.
Yes.
And then you can refrigerate them to delay further ripening so that they won't spoil on you. But by all means, do not refrigerate a hard avocado and then try to ripen it later because it's not going to work.
There are a lot of varieties of avocados.
Oh, there's so many of them. In Hawaii, on the big island, there are 50 varieties. You can't find that many in a market, but when we're there, there are four or five different varieties. They can be fairly watery, and some of them can be big and have this wonderful, rich, meaty kind of flavor. Here, I think we have the Haas avocado, and then there's another variety or two that we can get. The Haas avocado has that pebbly black skin, typically.
Actually, he was developed by a guy named Haas, who was a mail carrier in California in 1926. He patented the thing. He profited from it greatly, to be sure. It's a very popular one. A friend of mine down in San Diego County, which raises about 95% of the avocados that we eat in this country, he raises all kinds of avocados. He has many avocado trees. Some of them are huge trees. Climb up in big, long, tall ladders to pick them and so forth. But the variety of flavors in these different avocados is pretty amazing. And he says people don't even realize how many great different kinds of avocados there are. And I think that's generally true.
We don't have that many available to us in the marketplace.
He gave me a couple of bags the last time I was down there and I brought them home. I was eating them and I was thinking, good Lord, if this thing was available, people would just die for it. But he says this particular one would not ship well.
I see.
It's one thing to carry it home in a bag.
There are local varieties that should stay local. And also, avocado oil has become a big hit in cooking. It is a high heat oil, which means you can heat it to a high temperature with no degradation of quality and then use it for deep frying. And it also makes excellent salad oil for salad dressings.
I didn't know about avocado oil.
You can find bottles of it in any supermarket. I love a ripe avocado to eat it, to sprinkle it with salt, squeeze of lime, and then I can eat it with a spoon right out of the shell. Cut your avocado in half, twist it, separate the halves, smack the pit with a sharp edge of a knife, and impale it on the knife edge, and then it'll come out of the pit. And then you've got this lovely half avocado you can eat to your heart's content with a spoon.
Put anything on it?
Lime and salt.
Lime and salt.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. I see that it's helpful for regulating blood sugar levels. That's an important benefit for people who are diabetic or pre-diabetic, and that means just about all of us.
Anyway, enjoy avocados.
And come back next week for
The Food Guys. Guys.
da 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 da